hindrance, hate, or anger. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Please read the Great Quest meditation document on hindrance to union, hate, so that you understand the nuances of this particular hindrance. The true yogi neither feels aversion or desire. He's balanced between these pairs of opposite. Hate causes separation, whereas love reveals the unity underlying all forms. Hate is the result of concentration upon form and of forgetfulness of that which every form reveals in more or less different degrees. Hate is the reverse of brotherhood, and therefore is breaking one of the basic laws of this solar system. Hate causes barriers to be built and produces those causes which lead to crystallization, to destruction, and to death. It is energy used to repudiate instead of to synthesize, and therefore runs counter to the law of evolution. Hate is really the result of the sense of personality and of ignorance, plus misapplied desire. You will also see in your study document the seed thoughts and the questions to ask yourself as basis for your meditation throughout the month. Meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with the spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker, focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. The true yogi neither feels aversion or desire. He is balanced between these pairs of opposites. How balanced am I between these two poles? To what extent do I hate or forgive? Hate causes separation, whereas love reveals the unity that underlies all forms. Do I recognize when my thoughts are being contaminated by irritation or anger or other forms of hate? What can I do to train myself to think with love? In the presence of he who has perfected harmlessness, all enmity ceases. I use my imagination to see myself as being harmless and as creating peace as I move through the day. Throughout the month, endeavor to free your mind, your thoughts, your words, and actions from irritation, dislike, or hate. Instead, look for beauty in nature and beauty in others. Visualization exercise. This should only take a minute or so. Choose one obstacle which you believe you have and that you wish to work with. Very briefly realize how the obstacle prevents you from moving forward spiritually. Determine that you will eliminate the obstacle. Using your will and your powers of concentration for a few seconds, visualize yourself demonstrating the opposite positive quality. Now follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts in the assigned document and focus on it. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness high above the mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during the meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. This work is very important as it will ground your consciousness back into your brain, helping to overcome the problem of spacing out. And it's going to train your mind to do the necessary work of interpreting intuitive insight. It also completes the underlying exercise of building the antacarana. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times. Visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.